Music. You need a theme song. Anyway, good morning. Hey, this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well. And it is Thursday. Everyone in my house is sleeping in. We went over to a friend's house and had some dinner. And the kids ran around until almost 10 o'clock and nobody's waking up anymore. They were up way too late. Anyway, what the heck are we talking about? Well, I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and this is the 5 a.m. Messer Scrum Show, and it's about 6:46 a.m. I was supposed to get up early and do some work, and you know what I did? I watched TikTok instead. Who knows? Anyway, what do we do here? We talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way so you can get home to your family and friends. Have some fun, like go out on a Wednesday night. Maybe sleep in a little bit every once in a while. Enjoy life. And at the same time, guess what? We can deliver value to our customers and enjoy life at the same time. Oh my God, mind-blowing experience. Anyway, so that's where we're at. So we're going to talk about two things today. One, I'm going to do a little metric work with throughput and points. Some people don't understand it. I have provided the metrics before, and I think I showed everybody on how I do it and what do I talk about. And then tomorrow, I want to talk about. I saw interest when I was looking at throughput. Save had an interesting thing, and I want to talk about that a little bit tomorrow. So we'll talk a little bit about throughput, talk a little Kanban and Save tomorrow. And then the other thing I want to talk about, and I wrote on the title, servant no. Resist being a servant, not a servant leader, resist being a servant. And I want to bring up the idea of being an experiencer, being a Scrum experiencer rather than a servant, right? Maybe a servant leader, but let's talk about being an experiencer and letting people experience stuff, right? So that let's get into two topics. We got whiteboard out, right? And there is a black. We got a marker that should be viewable from a million miles away because the other ones don't seem to work too well. But yeah, the contrast on the on with the highlighter works great. So okay, so and I'm gonna try to do this right because I know in podcast world you can't see the whiteboard, so I'm gonna try to say what I'm drawing as we go, so we have that information. So. What's throughput? What's a point? What's a velocity? Let's talk about velocity real quick. Velocity is points per time or time box, since we're talking Scrum. Throughput is number of issues or stories or whatever you want to call them. Let's just call them issues over a time box. Okay. What's the difference? Points are a sizing activity. Points, we say, hey, you could be, or you could do hours. I don't know how many hours it takes to do something. What points are that, right? So, number of issues, just a count. You know, it's a count. And maybe this is like a value sum. This is like a value. I mean, theoretically, you can any value you make it. You can call it oranges if you want. How many oranges per sprint? Or how the value is an orange. It's color orange. Count is how many oranges, apples, grapes, whatever that you're doing per time box. Okay, so that's what those two are. That's the definition. Some people don't know that and they make up shit. You'd be amazed. Okay. So why do we do the two? I do it for a couple of reasons. We're going to talk about it a little bit. So points are relative sizing. So theoretically, let's say I'm just going to try to do this. We're doing this live and I'm making it up as I go. So just bear with me. A story could be 5 points, but it's one issue. Oops, I can't spell issue. Issue. Two S's. One issue. I have story A. I have B. story, da 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 da. Maybe this one's 2 points, and that's one issue. And I have a C story, and that one is 3 points and one issue. I would write all this stuff on the big board, right? And not do the graphics. That's kind of whacked. Okay. So what do we have? And this is what, let's say this is all done in a sprint. I just lost my earpiece. I hope the microphone's still working pretty good. I just use that to hold the microphone next to my head. Okay, so our throughput is three. This is throughput. Throughput is the number of issues. Ugh. My ears aren't working too well. Throughput. And this is velocity. This is 5, 7, 10 points. So that's my velocity. We're just going to assume it all goes to that. And 3 issues. 3 issues. And that's my throughput. Okay. So now you see how the difference is. Now, why do we care, right? Why don't we just do points or just do counts of issues? Well, the idea, of course, now I get to do the tiny one, whiteboard, little tiny whiteboard. So the idea is that if I'm doing the points, I got sizes, shapes, complexity, it talks to that. If I just do issues, it's just an issue. So what we can have is like if I do a count of issues, it doesn't tell you any quality or characteristics of the issue at hand. If you wanted to compare teams, which is an evil, mean thing to do. Well, team A did 50 issues and team B did 10 issues. Yeah, but the 50 issues were things we all got done in a half day and they're small. They were easy. It was not complex. It was something we do. It was just data entry, maybe. The 10 issues were more complex. Maybe it's really worth 100 points worth of work. And maybe the 50 issues was only worth 50 points worth of work. So that's why you do the two different things. But there's an important reason why you want to look at both numbers. Every time I do a dashboard and provide it to, and most people don't get it, it goes right over their head. This is why we're going over it. We're going to try to be this in real time. So when I do, let's say I do a count and I do it by issues and I do it by points. Why do I do it? I'm gonna do my bar graph. I'm gonna compare sprints. So I usually do two different bar graphs. Let's say the first one's velocity, and the next one is throughput. And I usually put them together side by side about stories. I don't do tasks. I track tasks a different way. I do track a throughput measure on tasks. But when I do stories, I show both points and throughput. Cat's coming. I had to move stuff out of the way. So someone wants my attention. So let's say we got points on the velocity, and this is time. This is sprints. Sprints on the bottom, sprints on the bottom. And this is number of issues for throughput. And I'm drawing my graph, and I can't spell. So maybe my points are way up here. Maybe one sprint they go down here. Maybe they're here, right? So I have my first sprint, the number of points is really high. The second point's kind of low on the point world, and my third point is middle. Okay. Well, watch this. If I do throughput, maybe my throughput's really low on that first sprint. Maybe my throughput is really high on the second sprint, and maybe they balance out to be about even on the third sprint. Maybe this points, and this is what it tells you. One of the questions I would ask you, maybe this is 20 issues, maybe this is 30 issues, maybe this is 10 issues. So what I drew on this chart, the first sprint, they did 10 issues. The second sprint they did 30 issues, and the third sprint they did 20 issues. But let's say I wish I could really do it this way. I'm gonna do another sprint. Well, we're gonna run out of time. I'll do it again another day, another way to look at this. But however, maybe this area was 30 points. Maybe this was 10 points, and maybe this is 20 points. It kind of works out way I want to do it, right? So the first sprint, we did 30 points worth of work. Second sprint, we did 10 points worth of work. And the third sprint, we did 20. What does this tell you? Anybody know? I don't know. It tells me that here I did 20. I had every If I take this number and this one, each issue was 1 point each. That's what that number tells me. Here in the second sprint, so that's the third sprint because I had 20 points, I had 20 issues, so it's 1 point each. So they're pretty small. And I got other things we'll talk about that. I'm writing in my book for another topic to so spread it out over time. In the second sprint, we got 10 points and 30 issues. What does that tell you? That tells you these 30 issues that they got done was a lot of busy work, a lot of changing and everything. They're only worth like a third of a point. So these 30 issues were like one third of a point. They're really small stuff. Just a lot of stuff going on. And then this last one, where I had 30 points in 10 issues. These were worth 3 points each. So a little more higher in complexity. So even though they did a lot of work, it was very simple. And that's how you can tell the difference. And later on another episode, I will talk about, and maybe I just teased it, but we're at the 12-minute mark, and I do want to talk about the servant leader thing. I'll do another thing maybe over the weekend, little bits where we talk about what you need to watch out for, right? Because it'll come out and how you manage people. And I'll make sure I write it down in my book, my little book of my little show ideas, and I'll put it in Saturday. And one of the things I want to talk about is the number of issues and what you have to watch out for. So everybody's worried about velocity. Sometimes number of issues is a big warning sign. And you have to watch that out as a Scrum Master and throughput. So I'll talk about that on Saturday. All right. So, or maybe I'll talk about it tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Resist your servant mentality. Be an experiencer. So I'm taking this Agile expert coaching cert. And watched the video, and first I was taken off by it, but then it really why I was taken off of it really hit home. And then we went through this process we were talking about, and people volunteering to do stuff, and it was this like mind-blowing experience. Because one guy in the group and myself, I noticed it from a home perspective, what I do at home, and he noticed it from what he does at work. Is sometimes we assume the other person wants to do it all the time. And we, as a servant, will just go do it because we just do it better anyhow. So we just do it. If you're a Scrum Master and your first inclination, oh, we need a meeting. So I will set up the meeting. Oh, the Scrum Master will set up the meeting all the time. Yeah, don't worry about it because the Scrum Master, that's what they do. That's what they're good at setting up meetings, they're good at being a secretary. And it goes to the conversation yesterday, right? You got to resist that, helping them set up a meeting. Why? Because they're the ones supposed to communicate with each other. They need to learn how to set up those meetings. They need the tools. So, like here, one of my places, we used to have it where the managers only had WebEx, right? Zoning the managers. You know what? The first thing I did as Scrum Master, I got everybody WebEx accounts. Think about that, right? So I'm the Scrum Master. Typically in that group, only Scrum Masters or managers got WebEx accounts. My first thing I did was get everybody WebEx accounts. Now think about it. The servant side is, I'll do that for you. I just do it. Like the other day, the person was, oh, we need to win, make a channel in Slack. Well, I'll do it. I'll just go and make the channel. Why? So it got to the point, and this is where we did this. We're talking about Cantor. So we're doing this move and oppose. And I wanted to oppose him because you do it all the time. Stop it. Stop doing it. Stop it. And the person went, I got to freaking stop doing it. Myself personally, you know, there's things my wife does, right? And I'd assume she does it, like clean the house, or she wants to do her camping thing. And I love camping, but she really likes to do it. And I feel this little animosity going, where she's like, I'm doing that all the time because you have no interest in it. I do have an interest in it. What I have to do is, for the next vacation, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to let her do it. I'm going to say, no, you're not planning our next camping trip. I am going to plan the next camping trip. That's the difference in getting rid of being a servant. Are you clicking what I'm saying? You have to stop being the servant or volunteering and thinking that's good. It's actually bad. People need to experience life. They need to experience doing other things. If you're always doing something for them, they can't experience what it's like. And people hold it against them. And they build up these grudging things. So maybe I was a little crazy on my topic here. But stop being a servant. Stop volunteering to do stuff. Resist that urge to volunteer to do. I know we're at the 17-minute mark. But I just want to say, stop volunteering to do stuff all the time. Say, I'm not going to do it. Somebody else do it. Or if you're in a group and you know someone always volunteers, tell them, no, you're not going to do it. Somebody else says, or I'm going to do it. Because we need to spread this out. We need everybody to do these jobs. We need everybody to be capable of doing it. Even though we're all capable, we just actually need to actually physically do it. We need to experience the world, experience what it's like to be Scrum. Like, I can be an agile coach. I can run a daily scrum in an instant, run a daily scrum, right? I can take it over from my scrum master. That's not what I do. I might demonstrate once how to do it for the group in more of a training activity. But after that, they do it 100%. I do a little bystanding and I come back and say what I saw. And we work together and I coach them on how the daily scrum is. But I will never, ever do it again for them. Well, unless they take the day off and ask me, can who help, you know, check out Daily Scrum, but I'll reverse it on them. And I know we're a little long, we're almost 20 minutes. I mean, like, why do you need me to come do Daily Scrum? What the frick is your team doing? Why isn't your team running Daily Scrum? You don't need me to do Daily Scrum. You're failing your team. Your team is dependent on you to run Daily Scrum. That's a fail. And they look at me like, oh, fuck. Because what they learn is, I'm going to come back at them going, why the hell do you need someone to run Daily Scrum? Why can't anybody on your team run Daily Scrum? I should cut that out and put that in there anyway. Hey, it's Thursday. It's really deep because I'm getting ready to go into real deep stuff with my cohort. And they really set off something. But anyway, hey, happy scrumming. Remember, be a servant. Let them do it. Resist the urge to be the mom. All right. Have a great day. Ring the little bell if you like her. Whoop. This is the little thing I have to do to clean the humidity off the camera. This is my camera humidity thing. And I thought I put it way over here so I wouldn't pick it up. So I pick up the bell. Ring the bell. Again, we got 10,000 subscribers the other day. So that was awesome. Hopefully get some more. And you all have an awesome day. All right. Take care. Enjoy. And remember, don't be a servant all the time. Resist it. Take care. Bye. See ya. Have a good day.